They have teeth as lions, to tear and to destroy and to do harm. They're not kindly. They have soft hair, but they have vicious teeth. You know, you ever hear that? I mean, I'm trying to, you know, like when they say, wow, that thing has teeth. Even to this day, when you say, oh, it has teeth, what we mean is, you know, give that thing some teeth. What it means is give it an effectual power to do what it needs to do. You know, and the teeth of lions is a vicious power to devour the prey, to lay hold of the prey. You know, some of the enemies of Israel were likened to lions. And even in Psalm 22, you know, they opened their mouths against me as ravening, roaring lions. That's what that symbology is referring to. And then they had breastplates, as it were, breastplates of iron. They had strong defenses. They will seem to be invincible. You know, their vital organs are protected with iron breastplates. They're well defended. They seem invincible, unconquerable. And their wings, the sound of the wings was the sound of chariots of many horses ready to battle. Angels have wings. Could this refer to some sort of, you know, transportation like UFOs, you know? Maybe it could, because maybe the UFO is some sort of transportation from other dimensions and so on and so forth. I wouldn't know. I don't know if you ever saw that Jerusalem UFO from a couple of years ago. That was pretty interesting. But then, you know, what came of it? Nothing. So I don't know what to think of it. So I don't think of it, honestly. At the time, I thought it was very interesting. But what can you say? It was really weird. You can probably still find stuff about that on YouTube and fake ones of that. But if you ever actually see the real footage, it's pretty interesting. But what more can be said, you know? I've never seen anything like that. And even if I did, like, literally see it, what would that prove to anybody else, you know? It's just, you know, except to people who take what I have to say seriously, it would say something to them. So, the sound of their wings. They have wings. You know, what is the wing? To me, the idea of, like, this loud wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle, meaning, when they fly, when they come, you know, because they're likened to locusts, which are flying insects, it is a fearsome sound. It sounds scary, like battle approaching. When you hear them, it strikes fear into the hearts of men. That's what they're going to wish they're dead. Imagine you're like some anti-God guy, and you survive the opening trumpets, and now all of a sudden supernatural beings start appearing. That's 10 times worse than anything that's happened so far for that person, because they're like all of a sudden confronted with supernatural things, and it's going to be terrifying because our world hasn't seen things like that. And maybe the equivalent of aliens showing up in the midst of all this. And you know, I remember when I was young, my dad put forth that idea to me that Antichrist could be aliens. Well, whatever, supernatural beings are alien to our world. They're alien. I don't know if they'll be like E.T., you know, phone home and all that garbage, but they are alien creatures. They're not of this world. So I don't think of them as aliens. I think of them as angels with wings and beautiful hair and men's faces. But you see their shape. They're like horses prepared in battle. They had crowns of gold in their heads. They're very humanoid in their appearance. They wear breastplates and the sound of their wings. They had tails like unto scorpions. I take that as symbolic. Not that they have literal tails. As it's said in the book of Isaiah, the ancient and the honorable, he is the head. The prophet that teacheth lies, he is the tail. The head and the tail of the serpent. And of course, a scorpion has a tail that stings. You know, they're sort of like the head of anything. And then there's also the tail. The tail is like the secondary consequence of the something coming. Like the primary and the secondary. The secondary is the tail. In prophecy, you know, the ancient and honorable man, he is the leading edge of deceit because people look to them. And then the prophet that teaches lies in the shadows following behind, doing his work. So also when the angels of the devil come, the forefront of their attack is one. You know, they will be setting up their kingdom, but from behind, The secondary effect of their coming will be torment, and they will hurt men 5 months. I've heard someone suggest that that is, that means that the whole period is shortened to 5 months, and I think that's wrong. The whole time, I don't know exactly how long the tribulation is. They say 7 years. Most of the time I hear 1,260 days in the book of Revelation. It seems to be like 3.5 years. Christ's ministry was 3.5 years. It seems like the time of the end will be about 3.5 years. That's just my opinion. I don't put a lot of effort into studying that aspect of it because, you notice the whole thing. I really want to get up for these studies, and I do get excited about it, but there's just a totally different spirit about it for me than if I'm teaching the Gospels. And I hope it doesn't disappoint some people, but I do this because I know people want to understand more about it, and I do feel like I have something to share in the spirit. But how much edification can I really give you from this? It's a warning, but most of the warning is directing you back to what we need to do now to get ready. So whatever our level of understanding we gain from this, that's great. Let's open our minds to the Spirit of God so we can have better understanding. So when the time comes, I want to communicate the things that God has instructed me in. That goes without saying. We're seeing through a glass darkly here because this is the enemy's deception. I believe that what I'm saying is right, but I don't say it like with all authority. And as I open up my study, I think I made that clear, what I think I'm about in this study. So the 5 months refers to the time, I believe, that it takes them to set up the devil's kingdom, the kingdom of the beast. There'll be a 5-month transition from when they appear to when his rule is firmly established. There's going to be that time. Because, of course, he's going to come out and there's going to be a lot of confusion, but they're going to work fast. 5 months, it sometimes can seem like a lot of time, but in the overall picture, it's very fast to transition. Or maybe from the time they appear to the end could be 5 months. I mean, their period of their rule might be short. The first 4 trumpets might cover a couple of years. It might take place over a period of time. I always feel like when I read them, though, man, it seems like 1, 2, 3, 4. But I don't know for sure. So, I mean, the whole thing, it says the Lord has shortened the days. So there's definitely something to that. I don't know if the whole thing's been shortened to 5 months. I don't think so. But it has been shortened overall. The thing is, we'll know Christ is going to return when we see certain events taking place. And that's the main marker. When you see the beast, the false prophet, the ultimate marker is when our own ministry comes to an end, when the servants of God are slain. And then they're going to rise from the dead in 3 days.